Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Are smartphones disrupting our social development? Gary Small, professor of psychiatry and biobehavioral sciences at the University of California, Los Angeles, is studying how screen time is negatively affecting our interpersonal skills.
Do we want more teens without screens? I once asked my teenage daughter not to text while we're talking. She reassured me that she never did this with her teachers and went on texting. It's a challenge for parents to limit how much their children use technology, but recent research suggests that it may not be good for their brains. Many of us notice that as our kids spend more time with their computers and smartphones, their face-to-face human contact skills appear to decline. Are they maintaining eye contact? Do they notice nonverbal cues during a conversation? Our research group recently found that sixth graders who spent 5 days at a nature camp without even glancing at a smartphone, TV, or any other screen were better able at reading human emotions than sixth graders from the same school who continued to text, watch TV, and play video games for about 4.5 hours each day. The children who attended camp improved in their ability to read facial emotions and other nonverbal cues to emotion compared with the students who continued to use their devices. Our children enjoy the novelty and mental stimulation from their technology, and social media does help them stay connected. But I'm concerned that they are losing the opportunity to learn empathy, the ability to understand another person's emotional perspective. Balancing time online with offline human contact is important for social growth, something much more valuable than checking the latest tweets.
That was Gary Small of the University of California, Los Angeles. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. You don't have to add much to it.